This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Target is overhauling its club, its loyalty program. There will be rewards on a customer's birthday. 1% of what you spend can be taken off on a later visit back to the store, and loyal customers can direct Target's donations to local nonprofits. Marketplace's Erica Barris reports there's quite a war out there for loyalty.
Buy something at pretty much any store, and the question ultimately comes up. Do you want to sign up for rewards? Or, if you already have...
Could you put your number in for your wellness, please?
Okay. From Rite Aid to Macy's to H&M, retailers are offering loyalty rewards programs because consumer loyalty is declining. Denise Thaloff is a marketing professor at Wharton.
There are so many options out there. So each brand and retailer has to fight so much more for a share of wallet.
Fight not just with discounts, but with personalized experiences, free makeovers, birthday presents, or early access to a clothing line. Akshay Rao at the University of Minnesota says while retailers are handing out deals, they're collecting data.
Fairly intimate detail on what kinds of things I tend to buy, when I tend to buy, how much I tend to buy, whether I am price sensitive or brand sensitive, things that I may not be aware of myself.
Target's new loyalty program, Target Circle, is the latest entry in what NYU business professor Alexandra Barish calls...
Definitely an arms race.
One in which retailers are trying to one-up their competitors, offering gold and platinum elite levels and investing big money in these programs. But consumers tend to shop based on price and convenience, Barash says, so retailers may pull back.
It's going to become less valuable to firms to provide these programs.
The explosion in loyalty programs is turning some consumers off. Daniel Bokelman of Moreno Valley, California says once you start signing up for them...
It's a headache to kind of keep track of those points. You have to remember your account number, your password, which website to use to check your points, and then you have to remember when they're available.
Bokelman says 9 out of 10 times when he's asked to sign up for a loyalty program, he decides it's just not worth it. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.